Shlema of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, the Lumnar for Shlema, Besoch Shal Chayla Yisrael. Just for a change, I don't know if anybody here says the tefillah before lighting the menorah. In all the booklets for Adlokas Den Chanukah, there's a tefillah that starts off the Shem Yichud Kudsha, obviously, and then the V'chein Yerotzon, etc. There's a whole arichas there about that our kavonas should be the right kavonas in doing the mitzvah, and we speak about the koyanim sheheru nafsham to be moisa nefesh al kodesh Hashem, and then we have a tefillah towards the end. Galei kvod machus v'oleinu mehera. We've got extracts from the Yom Tov davening, and then you say lo yomash hatorim mipinu niske labonim tamid chachomim, and then there's a tefillah at the very end, which is quoted from. After we get to the Yontav davening, Samach Nafshein B'Shur Secha V'Tayr Libein Lov D'Chol Be'Emes, and then he switches to the Rosh Hashanah davening. And it says, Moloich HaKol Oilam Kolo B'Chvoidecho, V'Nosei HaKol Oiles B'Korecho, V'Hoif HaBad Agon Yazecha, Kodesh HaSevel Zecha, V'Yidah Kapol Ki Atzapalto, V'Yom HaKol Sikha Tzizor, V'Yom HaKol Shein HaShav V'Apa, Hashem HaKei Yisrael Melech, V'Malach HaSoy B'Akol Masholo, Omei Netzach Sel Avoid. So, the question, now, in that last bit, V'Yidah Kapol Ki Atzapalto, there's a whole load of brackets and apostrophes and simonim, etc., etc. And it looks like mumbo jumbo, right? So you just tend to say the posuk by heart because you know it from the Rosh Hashanah davening. So I decided to check it out last night and sat down with a pen and paper. So the first one is as follows. He makes connections to Chanukah. Obviously, it's a tefillah that the light of Chanukah should bring the light of Mashiach, and the whole world should be enlightened to understand Kol Hashem Neshama Bapo Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. But he brings the Ramozim. The Ramozim being the Bnei Yisoschah who composed the tefillah. Yeah. So he says the first one is Vayoyme Kol Hashem Neshama Ba'apoi. Ba'apoi is written with apostrophes, and it says that in brackets. Begi Chanukah, which means that it's the gematria of Chanukah. Be'apo is 89, and I checked out Chanukah is 89. So that's one remez to that posuk. And then it continues, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Umar Chosoi Bakoi Moshola. Listen to this, in the half minute that I've got, yeah? Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Umar Chosoi Bakoi Moshola, I worked it all out, is 1638. He says, take Chanukah, take the Ches Nun Hei, of Chanukah, and multiply it by the Chof Vov of Chanukah, and you get 1638. Yeah? So you've got another remes to Chanukah within the Pasuk of Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Umachosai Bakol Makoy Mashallah. That's 1638. Take the letters of Chanukah, multiply them by each other, and you get 1638. And then he says, Matis Yo Ben Yoichanon Koyin Godoil Chashmanoi Uvonov is also Gematria 1638. So you've got three Ramos in there, if you like. You've got Ba'apoi being the Chanukah, and Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Umachosai Bakol Mashallah is Chanukah being multiplied Chanukah by Chofov, and Matsyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai Ivanov is also all the same 1638. So those are his Ramosim that the light of Chanukah should bring light to the entire world. I need to do the announcement. Torreyway, Northwest London, Choftes Kislev, 5th day of Hanukkah, 12th of December. Harav Moshe Vitzal Grosna Shlita, Chanukah Series Part 4. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored anonymously. Lizchus, everybody who listens to the Shia.
Fine. Okay, good morning.
Morning.
Shkoyach for those Ramazim, very interesting. There's a pasuk they use for Chanukah as well. Rachti Ner Lemashichi. The Ner is a bringing towards Mashiach. But either way, let's focus on a halachic topic. Okay, so today's topic is going to be the bracha of Asher Kedishonu Mitzvoisa V'Tzivonu, the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. And mainly the focus is going to be on the V'Tzivonu. The Gemara says in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, we make a bracha, my Mavorech, what bracha do you make on the Neris? Mavorech, Asher Kedishonu, you made us holy, V'Mitzvoisa with your mitzvahs, V'Tzivonu, and you commanded us Lahadlik, to light Ner Shel Chanukah, the light of Chanukah. Ask the Gemara, Tzivonu, you commanded us. Find that in the Torah. Heichan Tzivonu, where you commanded. So the Gemara answers, Rav Avya Oma Miloy Sosu. We have a pasuk, Loy Sosu, not to go away from what the sages tell you. Another pasuk, Rav Nechemia says, Shal Avicha V'yageidcha Zekeinecha. Fine. So we have a nice makor, two makoros in the Gemara. That Chanukah is taka tzivonu, it's a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question which I want to discuss really is Chanukah deraisa? Is it deraisa? Asher Kedishonu Mitzvoisa V'Tzivonu, we're commanded. Is it deraisa? So the first place to look for such a thing is the Rambam. Open up the Rambam. The Rambam, first of all, in Halachas, is in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. He brings all mitzvahs, even with Rabbanon. You make a bracha, Mikra Megillah, Hadlokas Neris Shabbos, Hadlokas Neris Chanukah. And what bracha do you make? Asher Kedishonu, B'mitzvoisov, B'tzivonu. Where's the tzivui? The Torah says to listen to the Chachomim. And the Asher Kedishonu, B'mitzvoisov is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah to listen to the Chachomim who tell us, Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, etc. Okay, that's pretty similar to the Gemara. Comes the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, that's really where you see what the Rambam holds, Sefer Mitzvahs, where he's counting the Taryag Mitzvahs. And he brings, in the Shoresh Rishon, in the first set of rules of how he counts his Taryag Mitzvahs, he brings, do not count in the Taryag Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs to Rabbonon. Of course not. What are we going to do to Rabbonons? So he explains. There are those that count, specifically Neris Chanukah, in the mitzvahs, in the, of Taryag Mitzvahs. They've got some. There's even a gematria. I can't remember the gematria now, but there's even a gematria that shows that Moshe Rabbeinu was given Chanukah. The Rav Sadia Gaon brings such a gematria, the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Smag. Akaponim, there are those that count Chanukah in the Taryag Mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, where on earth did they get that from? That Chanukah should be one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, oh, because the Gemara says, Heichan Tzivonu. How can we say the Brocha Asher Kedishonu Mitzvoisa V'Tzivonu? And the Gemara says, from Loi Sosu, there you see, that Chanukah's Daraisa. And if Chanukah's Daraisa, it should be counted in the Taryag Mitzvahs.
Maybe it comes under the heading, you're fighting your enemies, so you stay alive.
Maybe. But the Gemara says Loi Sosu.
Would that be a blanket sort of mitzvah?
No, because we're talking about lighting the menorah. We're not talking about fighting. We're talking about lighting the menorah.
If they didn't fight, it wouldn't be a menorah. It wouldn't be anything.
Yeah, so, but we're in the story after. Now that we light the menorah, why do we light the menorah every year? What's it got to do with fighting? I'm not fighting anyone now when I light the menorah. You're right, the root of it is fighting. But today, when I light the menorah, why do I make Asher Kedishonu Mitzvoisa V'Tzivonu? Right? Yeah, I'm asking, but why do I now? You're right, the root of it is that. But why now do I have a mitzvah of lighting the menorah? Today. That's, yeah, you're right. If such a situation comes up again, then you have such a discussion. Just by the way, just as a side thing, my brother-in-law pointed out that many people run out of davening before Tehillim. Now, the Ramban holds that the ikkah of Tefillah Midaraisa is only B'Shas Melchoma. So he said, you know, it could be your Shemona Esther was only Midrabonon. And the Tehillim at the end might be a Daraisa, right? Depends what you were concentrating on in your Shemona Esra. If the war wasn't affecting your davening at all, and the Tehillim does, then you're running out. You're running out before the time. So your great nephew, Eli Elzar, says, yeah, he told me this. Sorry?
Do people run out
before Tehillim? I'm chas v'shalom. Anyway, let's move on. So I'll go on him. I think, anyway, probably even if you don't daven about the war, probably your Shemona Esra is that bit heavier because you feel it. So, Mistom, it's a Daraisa anyway. Okay, but coming back, So the Rambam says in Shoresh HaMitzvos, we don't count the Rabbonons. Why? And why do some people count the Rabbonons, specifically Chanukah? Because the Gemara says, Lo Yisosu. So you see that it's a pasuk in the Torah, and that's where they got it, to count the Rabbonons. Says the Rambam, though, it cannot be that you count the Rabbonons in the Targum Mitzvahs. Because if it was so, very nice, you picked out Chanukah because the Gemara says Chanukah, but you'd have thousands of mitzvahs in the Targum Mitzvahs. It wouldn't be any more 613. It would be thousands of mitzvahs. And therefore, it cannot be we count the Rabbonons. But in essence, we need to ask, if the Rabbonons taka deraisa, then nice answer that there'll be thousands of mitzvahs of taka. There should be thousands of mitzvahs in the Torah. If every Rabbon is taka, the Rambam doesn't seem to rub it out, this idea that it's deraisa. The Rambam seems to hold it's yes, deraisa, but we can't count it, because then there'll be thousands of mitzvahs to Rabbon. What does the Rambam mean by that? So we're going to get back to that. First, let's hear what the Ramban has to say. The Ramban also has a pirush on the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, and he argues, ba'arichus gedoyla, lovely geshmaka write-up. He argues, and he says there, it cannot be that every Drabonon is deraisa. I'll prove it to you. What's the rule by deraisa? Sofik deraisa? L'chumra. Sofik Drabonon? L'kula. So obviously it's not the same set of rules. If it's a pasuk in the Torah, it should be the same set of rules.
That set of rules is only mid-Rabonon. It's not
mid-Drabonon. If we're going with the Rambam that every Drabonon is deraisa. So how do you explain that?
I know, but Sofik deraisa, l'chumra, that's mid-Rabonon.
That's a shaila. But let's go that it's midraisa. And even if it's midrabonon, if it's the same set of rules, then why are there two different rules for drabonons and deraisas? Even so. Even if it's drabonon, if they're on the same level, the same weight, then why is it different? Yeah? So the Ramban says, not quite what you said, but an idea of the like. He says that the rabonon, since they're given the permission by the Torah to make drabonons, and they become deraisas, they made the rule inbuilt as a tanai to differentiate between their mitzvahs the adaraisa and the Torah's direct mitzvahs the adaraisa. So they made an inbuilt rule, a tanai stipulation, that you go lukula by their takonas. However, the Ramban doesn't like that. Finally, the Ramban says, if you look around Shas, loisosu is a regular lav midaraisa. But when it comes to listening to the Drabonon, actually the Gemara says, asmechinu. So in other places, not clear by Chanukah, but in other places it says it's an asmachta. Asmachta means it's not deraisa. It's just something that Rabbanon leaned on. And therefore, he doesn't like the idea that the Rambam even addresses that it should be a deraisa at the mitzvah of Chanukah. Okay, so let's just be mesakim, and then we're going to go to a beautiful Meshech Chochmah. So we have a Gemara that says that the mitzvah of Chanukah is a tzivonu, it's a commandment. Sounds like min haTorah. How come? Loisosu. Says the Rambam, yeah, it's taka deraisa, but we're not going to count in the Targum Mitzvahs. Because if you count in the Targum Mitzvahs, you can have thousands of mitzvahs. What does that mean? So what? Then we have the Ramban who says it's not deraisa. First of all, because Sofet Rabban Lukula, clearly it's a different set of rules. Second of all, it's only an asmachta. The Ramban also says, just as a side thing, that it sits better to say that Chanukah comes from Shalovicha v'yageitcha. Why? Because Leisosu, in the context of the Psukim, is when you have a Din Torah and you go to Bez Din and they'll pass him for you, you have to listen to them. So he says that makes sense in the Rabbonons that are extensions of the Rices. You come to Bez Din about some squabble that you have about something in the Torah, and then they'll tell you how they pass him on that according to their set of rules. So there has to be something that has already a basis in the Torah. Let's say, I don't know, Shabbos or certain Genevas that are written in the Torah. And you're debating on this topic. And they give you an extension of rules how to relate to this topic. That's Loisosu. Don't go away from how they paskin on the Deraisa thing. But Sha'alo Vicha V'Yageitcho means when there's something totally not connected to Deraisa. Chanukah has no deraisa element. It's a total drabonon. So there you have to go, shalovicha v'yageitcha zekenech v'yomloch. It's a detached thing, not a loisosu from a din Torah that already existed. It's a shalovicha. Ask your father, ask your elders. There's something new for them to tell you, which comes about in history. It's not something that's be'etzem connected to what's written in the Torah. So that's the Ramban says, that asmachta would be very geshmak But definitely, says Ramban, it's an asmachta no more. Okay. Comes along the Meshech Chochma, and he lays down, I think this is like Yesoidus, Mamash, the simple, basic Yesoidus that we need to address such a sugya with. And people always like flying Chidushim. But actually, the basic Yesoidus are the best. They're the truth. So here's a basic Yesoid from the Meshech Chochma. Pasha Shoifte. He says, V'onoichi ofo ve'efe tachas raglov. I am dust and ashes under the feet of the Ramban, but by me the Rambam is better. By me the Rambam is better. That every Drabonon is a Duraisa. Why suffer Drabonon a Kula? So he explains. Beautiful. He says like this. He says the Torah of Hashem is Nitzchias. It's Emes. It's Rotzon HaBoira. It's the absolute truth. And it's forever. Hashem's able to see forever. Right? Forever and ever. It encompasses everything and it's there forever. A Durabonon is not necessarily Rotzon HaBoira. Is not necessarily the absolute truth. Why? Because it's impossible for even a Malach to completely get Rotzon HaBoira. It's impossible. Therefore, he says, inbuilt, the Torah, that's Torah Hashem, is Nitzchias. The Torah of the Chachomim is not Nitzchias. Meaning, for instance, the Gemara says, a Bezdin can undo a different Bezdin's Takona if they're greater in number and Chachma. So you see that the inbuilt, there were Takonas that weren't there to be forever. So too, goes away. Why? If it's the etzim rotz, if it's a chelik of the Torah, lo yisosu, how can it go away? The answer is that what the Chachomim say is not necessarily the nitzchias. It's not necessarily the rotz and abayra. So what's the lo yisosu? The lo yisosu is Hashem made. There is halacha midoraisa. You have to listen to the sages. Because if you don't listen to the sages and everyone just does what they want and interprets the way they want, the Torah will fall to pieces. The Nitzchistika Torah will fall to pieces because there's no safeguard to hold us in check in every door with every new situation that arises. There's nothing to hold us. Everyone will go on their own way. Therefore, Chazal, therefore Hashem gave power to the sages of Klal Yisrael to make Siyogim and Gedorim and Takonas. Those Takonas might not be right. They might not be. And they might yes be. But Hashem says, listen, midorais, you have to listen to that takona. But because it's not necessarily Rotzon HaBoira, Hashem leaves a key to undo it. Sofer Tu'avon Lekula, Godl Mimena B'chochman B'minyan, etc. That just shows that the actual thing's not etzem deraisa, but the listening is a chiyuv midoraisa. Now, says the Meshech Chochma, with that we can explain why suffer drabon lakula? Says like this. What do you mean? There's a mitzvah deraisa to listen to the chacham. You have a suffer, go lachumra. See, he says that, let's say there's a piece of maybe chaza on the table. Maybe chaza. So suffer deraisa, lachumra. Why? Because there's a 50% chance you ate something that's against Rotzon HaBoira. It's against Rotzon HaBoira. Hashem doesn't want to eat your chaza. Nitzchis, 100% against Rotzon HaBoira. So you mustn't eat it. But the Rabbonon, the mitzvah is to listen. Now, and not to rebel. The mitzvah is to listen and not to rebel. Once there's a Sofuk, which Rabbonon agree to this Sofuk, then a rebellion that isn't here. It's a way of going forward. I don't know what to do. I have a Sofuk. I can be lenient because that's not called rebelling. Because it's a way to go in a Sofuk. Maybe you're eating a Cheftza Shel Avera. You're not. Because the Drabonon is not Becheftza an Avera. It's not Becheftza a Merida against Hashem. The halacha of a Drabonon is it could be the thing that they say, Be'etzim is not part of Hashem's Torah. And therefore when you eat it, you're not doing Be'etzim something wrong. The wrong thing is that you're rebelling against the Drabonon. And when it wants the Sofuk, that's not already called a rebellion. It's a way to go in a Sofuk is, it's a Sofuk, you can be Mekel. I'm not rebelling. It's not going outright against them. But the Torah, even when you're not rebelling, you might be eating something that's against Rotzon Hashem. And that's why Sofuk Derais Lechumra, Sofuk Derabon Lekula. So too he brings a chazal that says, all the rabbonons are severe. By the raisa, there's some lenient things and some chomer things, and you have to weigh them up. So he explains as follows. By the raisa, it's the mitzvah itself. There's shiluach hakein, there's this mitzvah, there's that mitzvah, so you have to look at each mitzvah. That's eating a chazer, is matamta mesalev. You have to understand each mitzvah, what's more severe, what's less severe. By the rabbonon, there is no more and less. Why? Why? Look, different types of mitzvahs. I could hear there's more. Because the mitzvah of the rabbonon is not the actual idea. It's the listening. It's one idea. Just to listen. That's the mitzvah of the rabbonon with the raisa. Therefore, the Rambam says, we don't count the rabbonons as separate mitzvahs in the Tariq mitzvahs. It's one loisoso. There'd be thousands if you count the details. No, Sataka, there should be thousands. The details aren't the midaraisa. The midaraisa is loisoso. Listen to them. So there's only one mitzvah. Loisoso. Listen to the chachomim, midaraisa. The detail is midrabbonon. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's the Rambam in Halacha says, that the Indian of listening to the Chachamim is Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvah Yisov. Hashem was mekadosh us with His mitzvahs. V'tzivonu. What's the tzivonu? Shetzivo b'hen. He was metzava in His mitzvahs. Lishmoya, to listen. Me'elu, from those. Shetzivonu. L'hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. L'hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. He gives a whole list. The mitzvah is lishmoya. That's it. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to hear what the Chachomim tell us. The doing, well, that's the hear and do, but the detail is not important. Meaning, not midaraisa. You have to listen to the, to what they tell you to do. That's the deraisa.
Controversial rabbonans, like in one country do this, and the other country don't do that.
Okay, so you open your Shulchan Aruch and see how we do this. But that's how it came.
So you're saying there's no assay to listen, there's only a love of rebelling. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it depends. If we've got the two makoros, I don't know, shalavicho, I hear. Shalavicho ve'yageitcho sounds more positive. Whatever it is, but the mitzvah isn't the detail, the midaraisa. All I'm bringing out, what exactly is, I say, let's say, achvesish. But what is the deraisa? We're grappling words. Deraisa is trabonon. The deraisa is to listen. The detail is what you've got to listen to, but that's not deraisa. I mean, it's not necessarily rots and habayra. The rots and habayra is to listen to the chachomim. Now the Rambam says Nilchus Mamrim. With this Meshechoch we can understand something that one would grapple with without this Meshechoch. Very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says in Mamrim Peri Beis Alochetes, he asks a question. You know we have an Issa called Bal Toisif. Not allowed to add to the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Every Drabonon, why isn't there an Issa of Bal Toisif? He gives an example. The Torah says, Loisavashal Gedi B'chalevi Moy, which is meat and milk. And the Chachomim came along and said, you can't have chicken with milk. Why isn't that Bal Toisif? Says the Rambam, were they to say that we're making a new deraisa of not eating chicken with milk, they'd be over on Bal Toisif. They're not saying that. They're saying because we're worried that the people won't keep the Torah and they'll come a churban, we're making a gzeirah d'rabbanon not to have chicken with milk. I don't understand. I understand the whole question of the Rambam. The Rabbanon are allowed to add mitzvahs. Loisasu, you're meant to listen to them. So, and that's with the Raisa. What's the whole question? What's the whole answer? For the Meshech Chochma, it's very understandable. There is an Issa Bal Toisif, and after all, who can add mitzvahs if not the Chachomim, right? So L'chore, they've got to be the ones that are over Bal Toisif. They're the ones that the Torah is saying, don't add mitzvahs. But the Torah also says, Loisasu. The answer is, Loisasu is just, you've got to listen to them with the Raisa. But the detail, they mustn't say is the Raisa. They must say it's rabbinic, and as we're saying in the Meshech Chochma, the details taka rabbinic, because no one can get rots in our boira. No one can say I've been able to make a mitzvah that's on the level of the Torah. By saying that, you're over Bal Toisif. So the mitzvah is just to listen. The detail, which you have to listen to midaraisa, Chanukah, we have to light the menorah midaraisa, but it's not bechefza adaraisa. That's how you have to learn the Rambam. You should know there was a controversial case. There's a few letters from someone called Moshe Midesui to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, none other than Moses Mendelssohn. Not true. Yeah. So he writes to Rabbi Yaakov Emden he's a Talmud of his, that he wants to bring in the law that there is in Germany that you don't bury a mace for 3 days because maybe he'll come back alive. Yeah, because of some freak incidents. And I think there were some killers that had to do it because of the law. But anyway, Yaakov Emden, in each letter, pushes him away. You're going against the halacha and you're trying to undo the menogim. In the last letter, Rabbi Yaakov Emden already lets loose and says, I heard you, Magadal Kelev Rab, Toch Besecho, there's some bad things coming out of your house, etc. He understood the shoyrish of what he was trying to push to is just to uproot the menogim of Klal Yisrael. But there's a letter on the same correspondence between the Chasam Sofer and the Maritz Chiyus. And the Maritz Chiyus was lenient and something on Alonis Mason. He says something to Rabbono. The Chasam Sofer says, please do me a favor. Next time, write it to me the Raisa. Because otherwise, the Amoinam will say, oh, it's Rabbonon. They got used to it from the Reform. Rabbonon, no. It's not Midaraisa. So first of all, we're learning every Rabbon is Midaraisa. But besides that, Chasam Sofer says, please just cover it up. So Maritz Chiyus says, I can't cover it up. Because if you say on the Rabbonon, that's the Raisa, then you're over on Baal Tosef. So I politically, I agree with you, but I can't. The Chasam Sofer Lemaisa writes in that our opinions, that's the Raisa, it's enough to write that's the Raisa. But this controversial topic was relevant to our discussion. Now,
sorry, is Alon HaSamis Rabbonon?
It's great about it.
It could be Darasa, though.
It's solid. Definitely shitters. He brings something. He brings an opinion of Darabon and makes a thing of it. Chasov says, you know, leave that out. Bring something else. So, it's, whatever. There's a loisa say and a say. There's different parts to it. So, anyway, it's another shit.
Yeah. To listen. You said to follow.
Sorry?
What is it? To listen. Or can you listen?
No, listen means to do what they say. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Hilchos Chanukah that there's a zman to light. The Gemara basically says, I'll tell it to you quickly. The Gemara says that there's a zman to light from Shkia, whatever that means, big debate, till Tichla Regem and Ashuk. And Gemara says, why are you telling me such a large amount of time? We know that if the Neris go out, you don't have to relight it. So why do I need to know this whole time? Just light it and, you know, if it goes out, it goes out. Why do I need to know? It sounds like as if you have to light from here till there. It says, no. Diloy adlik madlik. It's just giving you a window of time that if you haven't lit in yet, you can still light within that. So it doesn't mean it has to stay alight all that time. It's the window of time. Inami l'shiura. What does inami l'shiura mean? Not necessarily you have to light within this time. It's a shear of oil. This amount to this time, that's how much oil must be in your menorah. Now, l'chatchila, we understand that to be that this is your window of time to light in if you haven't yet lit in, and also your oil should be that amount within that window of time. That's how we understand. But halacha brings, what happens if you miss that time? Now, nowadays specifically, we can be much more makel because the world is awake till later and we're lighting for inside. But what happens if you miss that time? You can carry on lighting later. Why? Because it's a shear. One answer to the Gemara is it's just a shear. It's not a specific time. It's just teaching you how much oil you need. So you can light later. Now, do you make a bracha? According to one opinion, the Gemara, surely it's a window of time. You missed that window of time. So according to one opinion, you've missed it. According to the other opinion, it's a shear of oil, so you can still do it. But do you make a bracha? So what would we say? It's a sophic in the Gemara. Whether it's a window of time and you've missed it, or there's still opportunities because it's an amount of oil. Sofuk, brochus, lo'okel. Brochus, enon ma'akvois, etc. You should be makel. Morgan Avraham says, you make a brocha. Mm-hmm. Ask the Yaivitz in Moruk Tzio, why? Brochus, specifically a brocha on a mitzvah drabonon, is not ma'akv. Sofuk, brochus, lo'okel. So why do you make a bracha when we've only got one lishna in the Gemara to rely on to make this bracha? Says the Yaivitz, the most phenomenal teretz. Says the Yaivitz, Yaakov Emden. Normally, a bracha on a mitzvah, specifically drabonon, is not ma'akev. The mitzvah is the main thing. Bracha is you need to do. If you missed it, you've done the mitzvah. He says, but in Eres Chanukah, you look all over Eres Chanukah, it's all about presumenissa. Be mefaris in the nes. For instance, you can't hold the nearest Hanukkah while you light it. Why not? Because people think it's your torch. It will lack in the purusim nes. Even if you lit it correctly and you pick it up, you could spoil the whole mitzvah. Because people will think it's your torch and it will lack in the Pirus HaManes, they'll just think, oh, it's a torch. Nothing to do with Chanukah. Says the Yaivetz, therefore it's important when you light to make a bracha to announce, you know why I'm lighting? It's another point in showing that it's not your torch. Even when you're not holding it, you need to show that it's Chanukah. I'm lighting because it's Ner Shel Chanukah. Therefore, it's not pshat, it's a bracha like normal, or hidah, or shvach, whatever, and therefore it's not makav. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. Like you have to light in a certain place, and you have to make sure not to undo that lighting by holding it, etc. You have to light with saying a bracha to announce that I am lighting the menorah. And therefore, even though normally sofer bracha is the hokel, but here we have an opinion that you're meant to light. Lighting comes with the bracha, because that's how you light a menorah. That's how you say this menorah, pesul menisa. And therefore, here, it's not suffer brachas l'chumra. It's a chelik of lighting is with a bracha. That's how you light and show it's a Chanukah menorah. He says that also answers why we have a minig in the shul to light the menorah and make a bracha. It's a shver thing, the whole thing. Lighting a shul is not a bias. Why do you make a bracha? So, the reason behind the tikkunah is that we used to light outside and it was pirus HaManes. We don't anymore. And therefore, we do a pirus HaManes in shul. Very nice, minug. Can't make a bracha on such a thing. The answer is that since it was a takona, it was a minug called pirus HaManes, there was not so much a bracha. It's a pirus HaManes. How do you do pirus HaManes? You light a menorah and you announce you're lighting the menorah because it's menorah. And therefore, the bracha wasn't instituted as a normal bracha. It was a way of making the minug of lighting the menorah. Lighting a menorah is a whole announcement of Pirus HaManes. So that takona came with that bracha. It wasn't a bracha on a mitzvah. It was the bracha is the way I'm saying, everyone look at this ness. That is the...
Couldn't you say that with every ritual, like shofar? You're not just...
No. Maybe Megillah. But no, only by Pirus HaManes. It's a special thing by Pirus HaManes. So just to wrap up... Rabbi Aki Kamenetsky has a long write-up. You know, it says the Chashmonoim is a big shaila how they took the kingdom. How come they took the kingdom? They're not allowed Lo Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda. So how could they take the kingdom? This was also the fight between Yosef and the brothers, that Yosef was taking away Melucha from Yehuda. But Rabbi Aki Kamenetsky has a whole arichus. We don't have time now, but he has a whole arichus that Bayis Sheni wasn't really meant to be. After Bayis Rishon, Goloth and Bayis Shlishi. But because Klal Yisrael were falling away and were already mixing with the Goyim so strongly, they needed a new pit stop. So they came back for Bayis Sheni. He has many riots for this idea. He says, and so what was Bayis Sheni? It was a chizuk before you go out into the Golos to make sure that we won't get lost. And that's why the Gemara came then, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Shami, Adafkin Aramaic. He says, why in Aramaic? To teach us that we're not really in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. We're just here for a pit stop. So they kept the Goyish language of the Golos because we're just here for a pit stop. So he says also, because of that, they didn't have a proper kingdom. And therefore, they weren't moichel on the Chashmonoim who took the kingdom. Because if they were to establish proper kings from Yehuda, they'd feel like they're back in Eretz Yisrael and they're here to stay. But because they weren't here to stay, they were meant to re-energize. And therefore, they dafka had kings that weren't proper kings to show that it wasn't proper. But upon him, it was the time that all the siyogim and the gedorim of Chazal kicked in. And therefore, Chanukah is very relevant to this idea that Chanukah is also one of those drabonans that teaches us the holy soid of Lo Yisosor. That was the whole point of Bayis Sheni, was to give us a Lo Yisosor. And as we said, it's not necessarily a nitzchias, but it makes sure that in every dor, Klal Yisrael will stay strong.
Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levak,